Now, it's The 6 with the Jason and John Show. Jason and John guests appear on the ATC Fitness phone line. ATC Fitness, this is the Jason and John Show, presented by the Wing Guru, only on Memphis' sports station, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Hope I make it out of here. She saw my eyes, she know I'm gone.
Jeff Calkins is the host of the Jeff Calkins Show. You can read him over at the Daily Memphian every single day. He joins us every Thursday, and he's here with us right now. Hey, Jeff Calkins, how are you, friend?
I'm good, John. Hang on 2 seconds. Hold on 1 second. Wait 1 minute.
You're doing the ear pods thing again, the AirPods. I mean, you do this.
Yeah,
I mean,
I have them in. Yeah, go ahead.
Why don't you put them in before? Why don't you put them in? Because
I start looking for them when you call, and now I found them, and I put them in.
Gotcha. A lot of people earlier today, took issue with some of the things you said on your radio program, namely, the way that you pronounced the word route. It's not correct. It's just not. It's route, not root.
Pass route. Route. That's fine. Route.
Yeah, you
route,
never. But this is something that you acquired during quarantine. Accent.
He's a good route runner.
Yeah, nobody says that. Nobody talks like that.
He's a good root runner. We do up north. We say you guys and roots.
Route 66.
Yeah, root.
Yeah.
Right.
Root.
Route.
Yeah, root. Yeah.
Okay. How do you pronounce it's, about?
Let me. What is it? Route 66.
Route.
I don't think it is to his point. That said, with football, it's route.
Yes, it's not root. Okay. How do you pronounce the
Who's
word?
The best root runner
about,
in the draft.
About.
Okay. What? About. How do you pronounce clout? You don't say clout. How do you pronounce doubt?
It's going to give you a hard time.
You don't say doot. So
how do you say Route 66?
Route 66.
You do not. Though.
It's not though.
Okay, that's one variation of the word, but every other use of the word is route. When you know when Memphis plays Tulane, is it a route? No, it's a route.
It usually is a route.
It's a route.
It's oftentimes been a route.
Unfortunately for Tulane, I guess. I'm just saying, I mean, I think you've developed a lot of artistic accents in the quarantine. It's evident by what you say on your radio show. That's all I'm saying. It's just like, you know, you're trying to act like you're all classy.
John,
you know?
John, you know what you're doing? You're just lashing out because you're frustrated, you know?
I'm not. Why am I frustrated?
You're just attack. You just you've decided to just your attack. Why don't you stay in your own lane, man? Why don't you do your radio show and I'll do my radio
show?
Well,
I listen to your radio show, you know. So,
I appreciate that. Yeah, exactly right.
So there's an NFL draft tonight.
So when you say a lot of people, you just meant you.
No, there were multiple people. Yeah, I don't want to say any names. I don't want to say any names, but. But no, there's an NFL draft tonight.
I looked at both. Oh, here you go. Ready? The word root can be pronounced either root or route in the U.S.
Yes.
This is true for both the noun, meaning a course or a path, or the verb, meaning to send someone, like, you know, to route them through this. In the in Britain, however, only the first pronunciation is common for the noun and the verb. The first pronunciation was root. I'm going with the British pronunciation of root, and that's why
you would go with the British pronunciation.
Exactly right. How do you look at the way I spell my freaking name?
That's true.
Right?
You're exactly right. But I was thinking at some point you would leave the pretentiousness behind, you know? I was thinking
let pretense is my brand, baby.
Okay. The NFL draft is tonight.
Pretension. Uh-huh.
Your Bills obviously don't have a pick in the first round. Is this something that you are particularly in? Are you invested in this? Are you interested in it? I mean, I know you love NFL football, so like you care, but like will you find yourself watching tonight? I guess is the question.
I don't love the NFL football. Let's be clear.
You love NFL football.
Yeah, my love's in order, though. I don't love NFL football as much as I love the draft. I'm not going to watch because I love NFL football. Mm-hmm. I love the draft more than I love football. And Jeffrey pointed this out. You would never have me miss a draft, but I miss games all the time intentionally. So I live for the draft. The draft is my – when everyone says this is the best day of the year on Thursday and Friday, the NCAA tournament, no. For me, it's the NFL draft. I was – back when I'd been to the NFL draft in person, I like as a geek, as a fan, literally when I was a lawyer, I went to the NFL draft in New York and went to the, you know, the whatever it is, the theater awesome. There, you know,
yeah.
whatever. Back in the day when ESPN first came on the air, I didn't have a television in college. I certainly didn't have cable. And so I went down to a bar in Faneuil Hall in downtown Boston so I could watch the NFL draft. I am a total NFL draft nerd. And, I can tell you the height, weight, and school and position of every player who's going to be drafted in the first round. Of course I'm going to watch the NFL draft. The NFL draft is it for me. There is no higher art than the NFL draft.
So as an AFC East member, are you rooting for Miami to take Tua or against it?
I'm rooting for Miami.
Ah, clever man.
My great fear is that Tua, Miami's going to take Tua and he's going to be awesome. Mm-hmm. And so I don't want to risk that. Right. My greater fear is that he falls to New England and he's awesome. That's my greatest fear, but I don't think he will. So my immediate in your face fear, and I also don't want to root against Tua. I find him to be a very likable guy. He's obviously been through adversity, and I can't root for a Miami Dolphin. Indeed, I will always root against Miami Dolphins. So I would, I don't care if they take one of the other quarterbacks. I think probably they won't be very good. Just the odds are they won't be very good. But I think Tua could be very good. So I want him to take Herbert is what I want him to do. Yeah, take Justin Herbert, who's like the big, strong, tall guy who wasn't very good in college, just like the Bills quarterback. Mm-hmm. Then it's a fair fight, you know. They got a quarterback who looks good but isn't good. We got a quarterback who looks good but isn't good. Let's go to war.
That might have been the previous, as a Buffalo Bills fan, the last few years, you had to pay attention to what Miami was going to do. You worried more about that probably than what you guys were doing. But I've been reading nothing but good things, and you would know this better than me about you guys' GM, Brandon Bean. Do you guys have the best roster in the AFC East? And if not, how close are you to that? Because it seems like, Jeff, whether you want to be there or not, it's about y'all's time. It's about time to take that thing over, isn't it?
They have easily the best roster in the AFC, I believe, except for the quarterback, right? It really all hinges on, in the end, and that organization, it's a great pleasure when you can count on your organization
good stuff.
To be competent, right? Like when you just know they're competent. And I think that group is extraordinarily competent. They made one enormous mistake, and that was, and even that, like, if you're going to make a mistake, what they did is they traded out of the pick that became Patrick Mahomes and traded down, and they ended up picking Tre'Davious White. Well, he's better than almost any player in that draft except for the quarterbacks, right? But they should have taken Patrick Mahomes. They should have taken Deshaun Watson. They took Tre'Davious White, who's great, but he's a corner. He's not a quarterback. And in fairness, Brandon Bean was not the GM yet then. They were kind of in between. Sean McDermott was the head coach, and the perception is he was kind of calling the shots for that draft. And so, and then Bean came on right afterwards. So I don't know who you blame for that draft, but like, just like everyone blames y'all for taking Chicago, for taking Trubisky.
Of course.
The Bills blew it too. Jacksonville blew it too. Like lots of teams took the wrong guy in that draft. The Bills took the wrong guy in that draft. They've got a very good roster. In fact, it's not unlike Chicago. Chicago has a very good roster, right? They just need a quarterback. And if you don't have a quarterback, it's absolutely fatal. And so can Josh Allen be good enough? Maybe. And I remain skeptical, but I certainly hope he's going to be good enough. But aren't the similarities very similar? Like, in the end, going into last year, got all these players to put around Mitch Trubisky, ready, got the defense, got the receivers, got the whatever, and just Trubisky didn't do it. Yep. And so you're limited. And that's, I think, the same position the Bills are in. And right now I'd rather roll the dice on Josh Allen than Trubisky, just because the jury's kind of in on Trubisky, whereas it's still out on Josh Allen. But I think the Bills have the best roster. There's nothing they need.
Yeah.
There's no, you don't look at the Bills and say, they need this. They don't need anything.
I don't agree with that. I certainly don't agree with that. I mean, yeah, that's a need, brother. Not sure if
you
know.
No,
jury's still out, though, to that
point. Yeah, I mean, they need him to be a stud. That's it. That's all.
That mean, that, but
Josh
I mean,
Allen.
You know, yeah.
He won games last
when the,
year. John,
yeah, but when the rubber met the road in the playoffs, he couldn't make a play, could he, Jeff?
No, exactly. Yeah. I'm agreeing with you.
No, I know. I just don't want you to. I don't want you to start feeling yourself. You know, you go to the playoffs and start feeling yourself.
No, my point is, that there's no position they have to draft. You know, tomorrow they don't have a draft. They don't have a pick tonight. There's no position that you think, my God, they have to get that. Compared to the Raiders. Raiders have no freaking wide receiver, period.
Like, yeah, you know, first of all.
What about edge rusher? It says glaring. It says it's the only thing for you guys.
It's not glaring.
You lost Shaq Lawson, right?
Yeah, but he wasn't an edge rusher. He was an edge setter. They have Jerry Hughes. They have Jerry Hughes there. They got a couple guys from Carolina this year. Edge is not great. Okay. They weren't great rushing the passer last year, but they were, you know, decent. And they could use an edge rusher. Okay. But no one that they get in the second round is going to be some great edge rusher.
I'm with you.
They need a backup running back. Like, that's where you are. They have a rookie running back from last year who's going to be really good, but they need a backup to replace Frank Gore, who was terrible. But they have they don't have glaring needs, unlike the Raiders' glaring need of a wide receiver. Who's the best wide receiver the Raiders have, John?
Obviously, Hunter Renfro, who is.
Even Jeff is poo-pooing Renfro.
Jeff, did we lose you?
No.
You guys gave up 5 first-round picks for Stephon Diggs. How dare you? I mean, you guys
they gave
up 5.
One first-round pick for Stephon Diggs.
That was ridiculous.
He will be better than – you tell me.
Nope.
One first round. You
nope.
tell me. You
nope.
tell me.
The Raiders, whoever they pick in the first round, will be better than Stephon Diggs. Absolutely.
The question is, could the Bills draft in the 20s? I think, were they 22, 23? Could they draft in the 20s? I've now lost track because they traded the pick. Could they have gotten a receiver better than Stephon Diggs?
They could have gotten a receiver better than Stephon Diggs in the second round, big dog.
22. That's an interesting question.
They could have got. They could still get a receiver better than Stephon. It's a deep draft for wide receiver.
No, do you know the hit rate on wide receivers and how terrible they are? They're just freaking awful.
This is a good NFL receiver draft,
friend. 6 of them in the first round.
I think it's a good
question. Your guy's proven, though, to your point, Jeff. Your man is proven.
He's proven as a malcontent, yes, and he
can go there. And he questioned Kirk Cousins. What do you think?
Exactly.
What about Josh Allen?
And let me tell you something. I got some bad, sad news for you, Jeff, and it ain't got nothing to do with COVID. When he don't have Adam Thielen on the other side of the field, let's see what happens.
Oh, boy.
That's ridiculous.
What are you talking about?
He's good, Adam Thielen.
He's talented, for sure. But now he's going to be the true number one receiver. So let's see what happens. Because John Brown ain't nobody worried about no John Brown.
You're right, Jeff. He's just hating on you. He's just lashing out.
Don't want the truth. That's what you don't want.
My point isn't that he's going to be the best ever. My point is that, here you go. Let's go. Let's see. Last year, wide receivers. N'Keal Harry. How did he do in New England? First round pick.
Well, he was hurt.
Didn't play.
Right. He sucked. How about Corey Davis at Tennessee? How was he?
Corey Davis has not been very good.
Top 5 pick. He sucked. How about John Ross, number 9, Cincinnati?
He's not been very good.
How about Corey Coleman, number 15, to Cleveland?
Well, he has some moments.
How about Laquan Treadwell, 23, to Minnesota?
Yeah.
How about Kevin White? You know this one. Number 7 to Chicago.
Bust.
How about Nelson Agholor, decent quarterback, not Stephon Diggs.
By the way, most of these picks, when they were made, people said they were not good picks. I will say.
No, that's not true at all.
People said that the Titans reached for Corey Davis. People killed the Bears for taking Kevin White. I mean,
a lot of people thought Kevin White was good.
How about Kelvin Benjamin to Carolina? How about Tavon Austin?
Kelvin Benjamin had some great years.
The hit rate is
pretty bad. How about Tavon Austin to St. Louis, number 8? How about Cordarrelle Patterson to Minnesota? How about Justin Blackmon? I'm just literally just this since 2000. I'm going first round bust. How about Kendall Wright to the Titans? How about Michael Floyd to Arizona? How about A.J. Jenkins to San Francisco? Like, yes, there have been hits. There's, you know.
Yeah, you're only going over the most egregious misses.
There's a lot of them. First round.
I can go through.
A lot of misses at every position in the first round.
No, there's a there's a there's a The here you go. If you use first team of the 77 first round picks that were receivers since 2000, mm-hmm. you know how many all pro selections there are
receiver? How many out of 77?
Nine.
Yeesh.
Nine. Nine out of 77 all pros. Nine.
Yeah.
That's it, dude.
Okay, so, okay, but do you think you can draft Julio Jones in the second round? Do you think you can draft Dez Bryant in the second round? Do you think you can draft Demaryius Thomas?
No, you can get good receivers in the second round. My point is that it's a crapshoot. Stephon Diggs isn't a crapshoot. The Bills are ready to win now in an offseason where there's not going to be any training camps anyway. Rookie wide receivers struggle to begin with. You're not going to have training camps to bring them up to speed. Stephon Diggs made all the sense in the world. I hate to say it. Like, I don't think the Bills are that great because I think there's a limit on Josh Allen, but not because Stephon Diggs isn't better than any receiver. Better than rolling the dice on a receiver.
Well, yeah. I'm just saying DeAndre Hopkins went the first round, you know?
No, and Amari Cooper went in the first round. He's good.
Evans went in the first round. And I don't know how we can do this on a day where we find out Todd McShay has coronavirus.
I didn't even hear that. Is that true?
He does. He won't be a part of the draft coverage tonight because he has COVID.
You're kidding me.
I'm serious. He has COVID.
Todd McShay?
Todd McShay got it.
I was expecting him to be a
part. I'm sorry. COVID has ruined everything.
If Todd McShay can get it, anyone can get it.
That's exactly right. I thought Todd McShay was invincible, but he seems to be fine. He seems to be recovering well. He's just not going to be able to get on camera tonight. How will the Raiders win the draft? I mean, we already know that John Gruden and Mike Mayock are one of the best tag teams in all of football. They had historically one of the greatest, and I'm not like this isn't even just John making it up. This is just factual with Max Crosby, Josh Jacobs last year, some other guys at depth positions. They had one of the greatest drafts classes of all time. How will they follow up that effort? As you know, it can be difficult to follow up success. We're seeing that with Memphis. They had the number one recruiting class in 19. 2020 is looking a little rough. How will they follow up act?
I think they follow up by drafting Jordan Love.
You'd like that, wouldn't you? You'd really like that.
Yeah. Yes, I would love that.
Yeah, I know.
That's what I hope. I want them to draft Jordan Love.
You know what? Yep. I can't wait until October and Stephon Diggs has 12 receptions in four games, and then you come back on here and you have to eat crow because I told you that it's not going to go as well for you as you think with him. And
Listen, here's what's the problem. He's going to be yelling at Josh Allen because Josh Allen is going to be missing him.
I could see that.
You know, that's the problem. Is Josh Allen's not – he's going to be open, and he's going to be dog-cussing Josh Allen because Josh Allen can't get him the ball.
Right.
Much like you when you were my producer. Much the same relationship.
Mm, gotcha.
You know?
Yeah.
I'm counting on you to deliver.
Yeah, you were the Josh Allen. You were Josh Allen in this sense.
Again.
You let me down time after time.
I was Stephon Diggs, and you couldn't get me the damn ball.
Yeah, well, the good news is that Josh Allen has been socially distancing for years with his receivers and the football. So I expect him to continue that tradition. Jeff, what do you have, YouTube TV these days? Or are you back to U-verse?
No, I'm not on YouTube TV anymore. I thought it ended anyway. Did it end?
He's forgot it and thought it ended. He doesn't even...
Your trial probably
you
ended,
did a
Jabroni.
Trial and it's over.
Yeah, you have to renew it, man.
I have figured out how to use Amazon Prime and Netflix during this period.
Yeah, I mean, like, you really were going through life thinking that YouTube TV just ended.
I thought it was done. You told him about the sports package.
YouTube TV still.
No, I quit it.
So why?
You know what I did? I hit it and quit it. That's what I did.
Wow. So are you back? How about that?
I'm back for a dated term. I hit it and quit.
So is it U-verse then for you? Are you back to U-verse?
AT&T U-verse, baby. You know what? I'll give you $1 if you can tell me. Give me $10. I was just on with Ryan Silverfield. What book is he reading?
What book?
It's a one-word book.
What book is he reading? He is reading... I have no idea.
He's reading the word grit. Grit.
Grit.
G-R-I-T. Grit. What video game is he playing?
Tecmo Ball. Give me my money.
No, I didn't. I didn't offer you money for that one.
You didn't make it clear either. We're gonna have to go to the tape.
He is playing Tecmo Ball.
There you go. That's a good way
to
pass the time.
You got the video game right. You got the book wrong, or you didn't guess on the book. But yeah, he's playing Tecmo Ball, and he says he's in touch with more. Because they can't do any, it's kind of interesting, because they can't do any really evaluation, right? They can't get in there and talk to coaches and get players on any of that stuff. They're scouting more players than ever, and they're in touch with more, and they're recruiting more players than ever because they have a wider net because they're not eliminating kids. Mm-hmm. And so he says he is in touch with, last one, John, this is the opportunity to win $5. Okay,
$5.
How many people a day is he in touch with? It's a round number.
Okay, how many people a day is he in touch with? Let's say 70.
200.
200. That's exhausting just thinking about talking to that many damn people. Wow, he's working. He's a worker. That's why he got the job. He's a freaking workhorse, you know?
200. He's in touch with 200 people a day. Yep.
Wow.
Yep.
All right, man. Well, enjoy your U-verse tonight, man.
Thanks very much. It's always a pleasure to talk to y'all.
Yeah, the Bills suck.
Thank pleasure's ours.
Yep. He is Jeff Calkins. Joins us every single Thursday here on the show. Good luck on his route forward. We will come back, wrap it up. Jason and John on DTR and FM, ESPN.
There's only one Memphis, and there's only one MFS. That's 92.9 FM ESPN.
Memphis. Nothing but Memphis. Everywhere we go, it's Memphis. Memphis, Tennessee, the beautiful land in the world.
Broadcasting live on the radio.com app. It's free. Download it now and check out Rewind. Get your grizz on 92.9 FM ESPN through radio.com. 92.9 is helping Memphis stay connected. For more, go to radio.com/stayconnected.
There are everyday actions to help prevent the spread of respiratory diseases. Wash your hands. Avoid close contact with people who are sick. Avoid touching your eyes, nose, and mouth. Stay home when you are sick. Cover your cough or sneeze. Clean and disinfect frequently touched objects with household cleaning spray. For more information, visit cdc.gov/COVID-19. This message brought to you by the National Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Some of us need to rely on our cars more than ever to safely get to work, the grocery store, and appointments. Whether you need a car now or plan to buy someday soon, Cars.com has your match and all the latest deals. Shop from home. Cars.com now features nearly 2 million cars ready for home delivery. Set up virtual appointments with local dealers to tour your favorites. Save the car you want. Click to buy when you're ready. Yep, car shop from your couch with confidence on cars.com.
We've had drinks at your bars and gathered around your tables where we've met our best friends and toasted to love, cheered our home teams and began our first dates, anniversaries and weddings, our happiest days. You've been there for us. Now we're here for you. Sam Adams is donating $2 million to the Restaurant Strong Fund, where industry workers will receive our support during closures. We urge you to join us and donate today.
Boston Beer Company, Boston, Massachusetts. Savor the flavor responsibly.
There will be parties again soon, and family gatherings. There'll be parades and sporting events and concerts. To help our communities when they come back together, respond to the 2020 census now. Spend a few minutes online today to impact the next 10 years of healthcare, infrastructure, and education. Respond online today to make America's tomorrow brighter. Shape your future. Start here at 2020census.gov. Paid for by U.S. Census Bureau.
Hey, it's Eric Hasseltine from the Memphis Grizzlies here to tell you about the best place to get a pre-owned vehicle in the entire Mid-South, and that is DeSoto Auto Sales. You can visit them on the web at DeSotoAutoSales.com or simply head on over to 5704 Goodman Road in Olive Branch. Why DeSoto Auto Sales, you say? Well, their prices are fantastic. They've got over 250 cars on the lot, and they range in price from $8,000 to $30,000. Most of these cars are still under their factory warranty, so you're getting a great vehicle. They've been inspected 5 times before they hit the lot. And it's their selection. The lot is always changing. They're trying to get them out of there at the best price possible for their customers so they can clear the lot for more vehicles to come. Trucks, vans, sedans, SUVs, and they can finance you on the spot. They've got financing managers to explain all of your options. It's all there at DeSoto Auto Sales. You can see the entire selection at DeSotoAutoSales.com. Get a great car at a great price. What are you waiting for? Go to DeSotoAutoSales.com or hop on down to 5704 Goodman Road in Olive Branch and visit DeSoto Auto Sales today.
We're back, Jason and John on 89 FM ESPN. Before we get out of here, I want to tell you about our friends at the Live Love Memphis team. The Live Love Memphis group of REMAX experts. Look, the housing market is busier than ever. People still have a place. People still need a place to live. And if you're buying or selling your home, do it with people who know how to navigate the toughest circumstances. That's our friends Jennifer and the Live Love Memphis team. If you're worried about going into a home to see it, they'll do that for you. They'll take the precautions and they'll go in for you. They'll give you the tour virtually. If you're looking to sell your home, you can discuss a listing price over a conference call, over a Zoom call, whatever, your choice. They will help you out. All you have to do is email them, info@livelovememphis.com, to get started.
Oh, they were absolute saviors for me, not just our friends and certainly our appreciated sponsors. Oh, my gosh, they got me out of a situation I didn't think I'd be able to. Handed it to the right group, and that's important even in these times. It's more important in these times that you hand it over to the right group. That's the Live Love Memphis group at REMAX Experts, and they're always supporting the community. They're grateful to be among you in the community, serving you. They're saying thank you as well to those frontline workers right now in our fight against COVID-19. If you'd like to say thank you, too, in the same way that they're doing, they'll have a sign dropped in your yard saying thank you to all those frontline workers. We're all doing it. You can email info@livelovememphis.com. They'll put a sign in your yard for free. Just tell them where you live. They'll take care of it. Just a little way to say thank you again to those frontline workers. Live Love Memphis group at REMAX Experts. Check them out. They're at livelovememphis.com.
All right, so before we get out of here, I want to give you my predictions for what the Raiders are going to do tonight. At 12, they are going to take C.J. Henderson, the defensive back from Florida, and then at 19, they're going to select Jordan Love, the quarterback from Utah State. I'm resigned.
You're literally just,
I'm resigned
to it,
that's
Kiper's picks. You're literally saying that's going to happen.
Is that his picks?
Yes.
I don't have insider, honestly. I have not seen him.
I thought you would take a receiver instead of C.J. Henderson, but you believe they're going to go corner.
I would.
The need is greater?
I would.
At corner?
I would go receiver, and then I would go corner.
Where's the need greater, throwing
receiver.
Away your personal?
That's what
I thought. You got Tyrell Williams and Hunter Renfrow?
Bro.
You got to get a one.
Yes. And then there's five of them.
What is your cornerback situation? You got anybody that's anymore?
We drafted the kid, Mullen kid from Clemson last year, who's pretty good. He had some good.
He'll be a starter.
Yeah, he'll be a starter. Exactly.
Years to come. You need
another one. I mean,
but I'd go get receiver because that's drastic.
Absolutely.
And it helps you figure out Carr and Mariota too.
Absolutely. Well,
you know,
just Carr, man. Just Carr.
No.
Just Carr.
What do you mean?
If we draft the quarterback, that at least means I'll never have to see Mariota. So I actually am now rooting for it.
You're gonna see this dude. Get ready.
No.
Wouldn't want to see him.
Is he on a 1-year deal?
Pretty sure it's a one or can be a two. I thought something like that.
Cancel the season.
It's
COVID.
A 2-year with major.
Cancel
incentives.
The season. COVID. Like, I don't want to see Marcus Mariota ever suit up for the Raiders. That's gonna do it for us today. As always, the Jason and John Show is presented to you by the Wing Guru. Stop by if you are hungry. Thanks to Floyd Reese. Thanks to Kendall Rogers. Thanks to Jeff Coggins for joining us on the show today. Giannato and Jeffrey are up next. Don't miss it. For Jason, I'm John. We're gone.
This is WMFS-FM and HD1 Bartlett. WMFS Memphis. 92.9 FM ESPN is Memphis and the Mid-South station you can count on. Live on the radio.com free app.
If you're a manufacturing professional or looking for a career in manufacturing and want to work for a great company with great benefits and a competitive wage in Memphis, apply today online at BryceCorp.com. That's BryceCorp.com. Bryce Corporation is accepting applications for second shift machine operators and assistants. Your benefits include, but are not limited to, medical, dental, vision, and retirement. Don't wait. Apply now at BryceCorp.com. That's BryceCorp.com.
Ride with the country's number one auto insurer, State Farm. I'm Kathy Thurman Edwards, the agent on Brookhaven Circle, with a big shout out to my awesome team now licensed in Arkansas, Mississippi, and Tennessee. Call or text 901-767-7744. We're still all better looking than a lizard.
Right now, the world feels different as we stay apart to make sure we can safely come back together. Till then, there is something you can do without even leaving your home. Respond to the 2020 census online, by phone, or by mail. The census impacts where hundreds of billions in federal funding will go for things like hospitals, schools, and roads. Now is the time to go to 2020census.gov. It's as easy as it is important. Shape your future. Start here at 2020census.gov. Paid for by U.S. Census Bureau.
Possibilities are all around us. Everywhere we look, we see opportunity. in unexpected places. And when we share our knowledge, vision, and connections, we turn great ideas into action in communities all around the world that we call home. Like transforming an old bus to feed hungry children, or providing life-saving equipment to those who need it most. From fighting disease to rebuilding schools, together we can make real change happen. We're Rotary. We are people of action. Get involved today at rotary.org/action.
I'm Andrew Saul, Commissioner of Social Security. I'm here to warn you about telephone scammers pretending to be government employees. Some of these scammers may say threatening things like you will be arrested if you don't make payments or provide personal information. Do not fall for these tricks.
Don't miss the Jason and John Show tomorrow at 11 a.m. on 92.9 FM ESPN.